In turbulent economic times, with TikTok-paced changes and trends, brands must pivot or die to stay relevant.
In each episode, we explore brands who made successful pivots and those who didn't.
This is Pivot or Die, How Brands Make It.
Welcome to Pivot or Die. This episode, we're going to talk about why we are pivoting our pod.
Yet one more time, 2023. New year, new us, yet one more time. How many times have we changed our podcast name at this point? Like three?
This is our third time, yeah. And we launched it last year, right?
Yeah. 2022? Late last year, we changed it to CPG Unwrapped. And this is what we want to bring to the table for you guys to also understand how you can pivot your own strategies to be able to thrive and survive.
Yeah. And not only through economic trends, but also cultural shifts, consumer behavior. Everything seems to be changing every half a second and changing drastically.
We gained a lot of traction as a creative agency that specialized in the CPG space, so the consumer product goods space. We truly love this space and we're really passionate about helping clients thrive within this space. We just couldn't turn a blind eye to the amount of people and companies that reach out to us that were in other industries, such as the SaaS space, the engineering space, the medical aesthetic space. And we just want to open up our industry and focus not so much in niching in one specific industry, but niching into one specific service, which is
branding and market positioning. So if you guys tuned into our very first episode when we were two peas on a pod, we talked about our journey and how we started off as a branding agency, and that's really what we were known as. And then over time, we became more interested in packaging. We learned some skills around web design. We've learned photo shoots, video shoots, all of these services, which we still offer. But we realized we gained a lot of traction with our packaging service because we also did the compliance aspect of packaging. And that was something that was really, really helpful to especially those in the CPG space. And the CPG space is a lot of fun. We always love building brands in the CPG space. Branding has always been the most impactful part of the process of working with our clients together. We wanted to go back to our roots and especially explore this idea of pivoting. So creating, what does it take to create a resilient brand?
Something else that we noticed was that, you know, at the beginning stages of our business, selling branding to people who were just starting their first venture was really difficult because branding takes a level of education within the entrepreneurial space for you to grasp what it is and the impact that it can create for your business. But now that we're a little bit ahead in our in the game, we're getting a lot of people who already know the impact that branding can have and the importance of it. So we want to go back to our roots again, our forte, which is really creating stories through the lens of branding, through establishing that right market positioning and defining a strategy from a branding standpoint, and support businesses who are already 1, 2, 3 years in their journey, take it to the next level so that they can reach those bigger goals.
So at this point, you know, branding is the most transformational service we offer. Everything else I'm very proud of. I'm absolutely proud of our campaigns and everything, of course, but branding is where, like, we've had clients cry because it's truly the point where your business becomes real. And that's especially true for startups. So I don't want people to think that we're anti-startup or anything like that of the sort. But yes, as we've grown our business, we started to support bigger clients navigate a bigger pivot to get to that next level. I think we're at 30 million now that we've helped our clients raise. So that's a great testament to the power of a brand when you're initially starting out.
Branding is way more complex than it seems. And it oftentimes gets this idea that it's just a color scheme and a logo and it's just a visual exercise. But the reality is that we're studying the market from so many different angles, from culture angles, psychological angles, what it is that the lifestyle of your ideal consumer or your ideal target demographic And then using the research within these different areas to create a strategy that will translate to everything, right? From your visual identity to the language that you're going to use to the ad campaigns that you're going to launch. What is going to be that angle that is going to make you different than the rest? Because the truth is that the market is becoming more and more saturated and everyone's just able to start their own ventures more in easier ways than ever. So their competition is higher. There's more noise. How can you make sure that you stand out within that noise? It is our specialty. It is what we want to be known for. And that's really what our true passion is. And our hope with this new channel is that that is translated to you. So maybe, Rebecca, you can talk a little bit about what to expect in terms of content moving forward.
Well, yeah. In addition to exploring brand DNA, what is that real X factor that makes a brand resilient and thrive despite changes in culture? We'll be exploring what brands have done that successfully, what ones have totally failed and missed the mark. And of course, we'll continue to have interviews with entrepreneurs that we're inspired by.
Our hope is that, you know, through learning how it is that these entrepreneurs and businesses from different scales, you know, we're talking Apple versus your local supermarket, for example, what strategies they've used to grow and change and adapt to a market that keeps on shifting and changing so that you can understand, okay, well, you know, if this resonated with me, maybe I will apply it to my own business. There is so much learning that can be done through just understanding how others have done it. And literally you can replicate that exact same strategy for your business to thrive. Thank you so much for watching our first episode. This one is a short one. We just wanted to talk about how we pivoted our strategy. And we can't wait to share with you what we have in store.
Releasing a new episode every week. So get excited. It's going to get really fun.
We can't wait to share what we have in store for you guys.